The murders Vang is being tried for took place in a part of southern Sawyer County not far from the Lac-Courtier Chippewa Reservation. Paul DeMaine is the editor of News from Indian Country. He says many tribal hunters have had confrontations similar to the ones that Mr. Vang had, though fortunately with less lethal results.
It's an area that in the past has been hunted by tribal hunters, some who have had their tires punctured and cars vandalized while they're out in the woods, and the same kind of confrontations over privately owned parcels of land. It's an area that's mixed between public and private land, so it's sometimes difficult to ascertain exactly where you are.
DeMaine says tribal hunters have had pot shots taken at them and racial epithets yelled at them and been treated in much the same way Vang says he was.
I think a lot of tribal members in northern Wisconsin have tried to give Chai Vang the benefit of doubt as he tried to tell his story.
But Hayward barbershop owner Dean Rendall, who's lived in the area for 35 years, says racial taunts don't justify murder.
I'm Norwegian. I've had myself worked over on that, and I'm not about to hit anybody or kill anybody, come back on it. But to each his own, how do we know how each person is and what their boiling point is?
He says most of his customers see Vang's trial as an open and shut case.
This is how people look at it, that it's been pretty well cut and dried, what we've heard, to get shot in the back, four people, and chased down. Well, you know, you think, what chance the guy got? He did it.
Still, both DeMaine and Rendall agree it's not their judgment that will decide Vang's fate. Both say they trust the jury to make that decision. A verdict in the case could come as soon as this afternoon. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio in Hayward.